Chaifa now Bol Rishon. Let's say you paid up for the Sloyim first for your first Chay, for the first Erechin you said. And then Biachas L'Shniya. So according to Rabbanan, Yudei Shniya Yotza. The second one, Taki Yotza. Because when you went to pay the second one, all you had was just one Tzela. So Yotza. But Yudei Rishayna L'Yotza, you're not Mekayin, your first Chay. Why? Because Kula Mishabodim L'Rishayna. According to Rabbanan, by the first Chay, you have to pay up five Sloyim. That's as much as you have. And you only paid up four, so you're not Mekayim, your first Chayv. So you have to wait to pay another Selah for the first Chayv. Just by the time he came to pay the second one, true, all you had left for just one Selah, that would be okay. Boy, Ravada Barav, yes, a shah like this, what's going to be? You know, Chesi, yeah. Boy, Ravada Barav, what's going to be? Hoyu biyodoi chome sloyim. Somebody had in his hands five sloyim. Hoyu biyodoi chome sloyim. The Yomani said like this, Shnei erki alai. He didn't say one, then a second one. But he said together, I want to mechayv myself two erchins. Vavaf achas. Maho, what's the loch here? Ki even the vavaf achas, since he made both at one time. Ki adodi tafsin. It's like both achal the same second. And therefore, according to Rabbon, the chiv should be, yoyiv tarati pal gilahai. The tarati pal gilahai, you shall have the chiv to pay two and a half to the first one, and two and a half to the second one. According to Rabbanan, it's not just on the seller, it's as much as you have. So right now you have five, and since you said two the same time, it's like you're saying two and a half a piece. Or do we maybe know, kula chazla, the kula chazla. According to Rabbanan, no, lemaisa, you have five. So you have a five is half each one of them. You'll have to wait until you get another five to be yoti yachayv. Seiko, that's a good shalom. How do you look at it over here? It'll be a good shalom. Then the Mishnah Chazlov says again, ain bi'erchin tokos mesela, and here because erchin nothing left in the seller. For the Gemara, it's too long, we have to say the second time for the Mishnah said already once. The Gemara says, yes, all Kamash, when the Chiddush is like this, that Tochus Miselu Deleka, less than a seller that you don't have. Well, yes, or I'll sell Ika, but more than a seller you do have. And the same thing, yes, or I'll Chamishim Udeleka, Tochus and Chamishim Ika, the Stom the Karabonin, meaning to say that just less than one you don't have. But in a chanam, in the case where you have four or five shkolim to your name, I'd rather you have to give as much as you have. The same thing, 50 is the most. But less than 50 there is. Meaning to say, if you mechayv yourself to pay 50, and all you have left is just 40, then in a chanam, you'll have to pay your 40 according to Rabbanan. It's good for the Mishnah and Zof Stoma to teach us, like the Rabbanan Shita. That in a chanam, the Fiatasig Yad means how much you could afford right now. So if you can afford 5, 10, 20, whatever it is, you have to pay as much as you can afford right now. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says like this. Ein Pesach B'toya. And here means the Pesach of Anida. The Nisha to know when she starts to see Dam, when she starts over a cycle again, to be Anida, B'toya, when she made a mistake, she doesn't know where she's holding, Tochus Mishiva, there's never less than 7, for lo yesera yudzayin, never more than 17 days which she'll have to wait. So Rashi explains, Arichas here, the loch of a nida is like this. When Nisha, the first time she sees Dam, she becomes a nida. Midi yiraisa, even if she sees for 6 days straight, or even 7 days straight, at the end of the seventh day, if she stops seeing, she can go to the mikvah. Or she sees one day, so she's tummy for 7 days. Midi yiraisa. When you first start seeing, the first time you see, you're tummy for 7 full days. At the end of the seventh day, even without Zayin Akim, you can go to the mikvah. Now, after your nida stops, after you become tor from your nida, then the locher is the next 11 days are called days that you could become a zava. If she sees 3 days straight, any time during those 11 days, then she becomes a zava gedola. And then the locher is she doesn't become tor until she has a Zayin Akim. 7 days she doesn't see at all. If she only sees one day then, so it's called Shemeris Yom Keneged Yom. She just has to wait one more day to make sure she's Torah and she can go to the mikvah. She sees 2 days, also she just has to wait one more day, then she can go to the mikvah. So that's the loch of these 11 days. Now after these 11 days pass by, and if she wasn't Tommy, if she was Tommy Zava, after the Zayin Akiyim, then she starts to cycle over again. That the first time she'll stay after that, she becomes back to be a Nida. And again, that's the loch of Midiraisa. We're always machmir b'zman hazeh. And anytime she sees, she always waits to Zayin. For Midiraisa, these are the lochas. Midiraisa, the lochas is, you have first tumas nida, which is 7 days, and then the next 11 days, she could become a zava. And after 11 days goes by, when she's tzor, then she starts to cycle over. So here Anisha saw Dan, and she doesn't know where she's holding, whether she's in the nidus or 11 days. So sometimes she has to wait 17 days to know clearly she's starting over again to be from the beginning of nidus, and sometimes she only has to wait 7 days. So more explained. Now, tell Rabbanim. Tell your Shomru, that Anisha made a mistake, or she doesn't know where she's holding Shomru, Yoy Mechatame, Risi. A lady comes and tells her, I saw one day. Today is the first day I saw. But she doesn't know where she's holding. She doesn't know if today is the first day to make her into a Nida. She doesn't know if today is the first day of 11 days. She doesn't know where she's holding. She has to wait 17 days to be clean, and then for sure she's alright. Because no matter what happened, even this will be the first day of Nidus. So she's coming for another 7 days, and another 6 days. And then if 11 days goes by, so then she finished her 11 days, so therefore 17, she sees on the 17th day, for sure it's the beginning of Nidus, should be alright. What's going to be Shnei Yom Tameya? Risi, she says she saw 2 days now in a row, and she doesn't know where she's holding. Same thing, Pischa Shivasa, she has to wait also 17 days. So maybe the first day was the last of Yud Aleph, and the second that she saw was the beginning of the Nidus. So again, the same thing, she has to wait like another 6 days to finish off her Tumas Nidus, then 11 days to finish off the Yud Aleph Yoyim, and then she starts over again her Nidus. Shleishi Yom Tamarisa, the same thing, Pischa Shivasa, the same Svara. 3 days in Rosh Hashanah, maybe the first two days was the end of the Yud Aleph Yoyim. Now the first day she saw now was the Nidus, so again she has to wait another 6 days to get rid of the Nidus, and then 11 days, get rid of the, another 17 days she saw. If she sees then we start over again a cycle, she's only a Nidus. Our boy Yom Tom Reis, let's say she saw 4 days in a row, then Pischa Shishosa goes down one, because 4 days, like for sure already, she saw already in the Nidus. Therefore she only has to wait 16 days. Chamish Yom, she saw 5 days in a row, Tom Risi, Pesach Chamishos, it's only 15 days she has to wait, because for sure right now she's in the middle of an Edus. Shisha Yom, she saw 6 days in a row, Tom Risi, Pesach Abbas, so she only has to wait 14 days. Shiva Yom, Tom Risi, she saw 7 days in a row, Pesach Shloshos, again, she only has to wait 13, then for sure she'll be Tor. Shimon Yom, Tom Risi, she saw 8 days in a row, Pesach Shnei Mosa, she only has to wait 12 more days, to make sure she finished off an Edus and Yud Aleph Yomim, and then she'll be Tor. Tishu Yom Tamei Risi, Pitzchedos, Echidos, not just to wait 11 days. So Monashach, she finished her Nidus, and the most she could be is a Tomer Zavah, so she has to wait 11 days, and that's it. Asor Yom Tamei Risi, she says she saw the last 10 days in a row. Pitzchasor, Asorah, it's enough to wait 10 days. Achidos, she saw 11 days. Pitzchatisha, it's enough to wait 9 days.